Yeah. Groovy mode, none of this is scripted, life a movie role. Play my part, show them even through the bloopers you could grow. Find my reason, fly shit, I be dressing like some solid season. I keep it solid, every morning, every noon, and every evening, yeah.
Try to just say, have your own shit. Can't nobody tell you what to do. Can't nobody control shit. Now, I think that's why I've been so innovative and always tried to make sure I had my own, was because of the fact that I didn't want nobody controlling me and telling me what I could do with my, with shit that's supposed to be mine or whatever. I wanted to have my own thing. So in order for me to make sure I had my own control and power, I had to go out and go get it. Who wants to be fucking over somebody else's house when you could be fucking at your house? If you are fucking with girls that got boyfriends or whatever, you ain't got to go over their house. You can go right over or get a hotel, bring your ass over here. You know what I mean? Well, that depends. You don't want everybody at your house. But you know what I'm trying to say. Codependency. I've seen so many people in relationships that be codependent on each other, that if one falls off the ship, the other don't know how to continue to go. I see dudes, like I said, working in the cell phone industry, and they just busting in with their girl trying to get a phone, and then he get caught cheating, or not even cheating, just something go wrong and she want to cut his phone off, and then he comes back to the store all pissed because she cut his phone off. But it's like, bruh, if you, like, I've had so dudes, I'm like, nigga, just get your own thing. Oh, you think I get approved? Like, I don't know, nigga, let's find out. If you don't owe us shit, you should be able to, you know. I'm like, get your own. Like, it's been to where I've had to even tell niggas, like, listen, after that girl walked out, like, look, nigga, if you gonna be out here cheating, this is what you need to do for your phone. Like, you know what I mean? So you, because once again, I've been around once or twice, so I can kind of like, I can tell what he about to be about. And I've, you know, tried to tell dudes, like, or persuade them, like, if their girl walked off, and I'd be like, yo, if I was you, I would get my own bill. Like, well, I'm like, if I was you, I wouldn't get on with my girl. Well, they got this promo, man. I ain't trying to spend no money. But, man, if I was you, I'd spend this $112 and buy your phone, pay the taxes and shit, because, you know, I was going through your phone, or I seen some things pop up, you know what I mean? And, you know, just telling you, I ain't trying to have you caught up in some shit, bruh. So if I was you, I'd get my own shit so she don't see who you calling. I'm like, listen, dude, I know women. They will go through your shit. Oh, no. Okay. You know, the next bill cycle, one or two bill cycles come out, they back in there. How do I get him off? Or, hey, man, how do I get up off her plan? Like, hey, man, you didn't pass. You didn't pass the return or exchange policy. You can't do that. He's like, man, I should have listened to you. Duh, I knew what the fuck I was talking about. You know, but it's too late at this point, you know. Or if you want to pay $600 to destroy the early termination fee, go ahead. You know, so, and of course they don't. So they just deal with it. But, and that might even be why later on when I think about some of the men I've dated, I've been somewhat of a threat to them. Or make them feel insecure because I was so powerful, if you will. I've always just been a go-getter and just, I'm going to get mine. If I want a man, if I want a particular dude, I'm going to get that nigga, you know what I mean? Or I'm gonna try my best to get him, you know? I think with me always having my own car, my own job, when I think about some of my ex-boyfriends, they did feel some kind of way. Did some of them use me or whatever because of my kindness, because of I liked them? Most definitely. You know what I mean? Did they take me, some of them take me on a ride? Most definitely. But the one thing they never could really fuck me over with was they might be able to manipulate my power, they never could fuck it over, because at the end of the day, I always knew who was running, who really had the upper hand in the relationship. That's just being straight up and down honest. I knew who had the upper hand, and sometimes that made dudes feel, even like the guy that I was with some years ago, I lived with, and he was upset that I basically left and showed him I didn't need him. He was totally offended. Like, he was like, I looked up Chris and you just left. And at the time, I thought he meant like I just left him, you know, I just left the house. And I was like, hell yeah, I leave shit but the dust in the hangers. Fuck that, you know. It wasn't until a little later after that argument, I was like, oh, he meant I left the relationship, I left us, I left what we used to do. Oh, okay, shit, that's what he meant, you know. but he was upset. One of the things that he couldn't do that he was able to do with, I'll just say, other people he did, he was in relationships with, he had a more control over them, their livelihood and stuff. So he was able to manipulate and do more things. It angered him because he couldn't do that to me. So I say that to say to men, same scenario. If you always make sure you have your own, those little power plays and power trips women can't do on you. It might manifest in other ways that you might have to be quick and swift on, but they won't be able to play those plays. And the women that do are, I'm not saying are bad women. It's just, if men don't like what they're going through, you know what I mean? You might need to kind of change what you're doing, how you approaching situations and what you come into the table with. I mean, that's just natural. If I'm coming to the table with hundreds and my nigga, you came with a handful of quarters, I mean, well, then we know pretty much who's about to be leader. I'm sorry, you know what I mean? That's just what it's going to be. Unless she's the type of woman that can be consciously to know to still let a man lead. But I mean, at the end of the day, you can't lead too much with a handful of quarters. So I guess she would have to take over the reins, you know. So come to the plate with something, you know what I mean? But not even that. It's just about you. It's about you being feeling accomplished. And that goes with men or women. But especially, you know, this is for men, you know. You'll feel a lot more accomplished having your own stuff. And you'll attract a lot more when you have your own stuff. You think you good now, but nigga, when a girl find out she got your place, she be like, "Oh, this is nice," you know. Nah, but you will attract more things, and you'll be able to do a lot more things. You know what I mean? And
yeah. That's a price. Yeah. Mode. None of this is scripted, life a movie role. Play my part, show them even through the bloopers you could grow. Found my reason, fly shit, I be dressing like some solid season. I keep it solid every morning, every noon, and every evening, yeah.